Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Right Stream and hashtag Right Stream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Just Believe Radio. You are talking to, or I'm talking to you anyway. My name is Lisa Tarvis, and I am a metaphysician, board certified holistic health practitioner, intuitive counselor, author of the book Just Believe, and author of the upcoming book No Title Yet. Yeah, that's actually not its name, but I don't have a title yet. So anyway, but it is in the make, and I am working on it, and I'm looking for really great stories. Anybody that has a paranormal story, or if you've had some sort of experience with an angel, or a deceased loved one, or anything that, you know, something that happened, a sign that you received after the death of someone that you cared for or loved, or, you know, had a relationship with. I'm looking for those stories. I'm looking for a few really good stories, and I've heard so many over the years, and I have a few, but I'm looking for a few more to add to my book, and I'd love for you to write in to me, or give me a call, or send me an email. If you go to my website, lisatarvis.com, that's lisatarves.com, you'll find a place where you can click at the top on, I think it says something like send Lisa your stories or something like that. I forget exactly what it says, but if you click on that, there's actually a submission form, and you can submit your story and then give me your contact information, your email or your phone number, whatever you're comfortable with me contacting you at, and I will give you a call to get more details. And hopefully, if the story works with the book, I would love to put your true experience in my next book. So I want to make sure everyone gets that information, because it's going to be a really great informative kind of thing, talking about real people and their real life spiritual experiences. So I'm real excited about it. Everyone, please visit not only my website, but also rightstreamradio.com, where you can learn about all of the Right Stream Radio Network's amazing shows. We have five shows on now. Military Monday, we have, that's on Mondays, obviously. And we have on Tuesdays, Daria Ann, the founder of the show, the network, her show, which is Right Stream Tuesday, and she interviews authors and of all different genres. On Wednesdays, we have Family Power Hour, and Fridays, we have Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, which is for a show for women. And then, of course, my show on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern every week, where we talk spiritual. We talk spiritual, and we talk to psychics, and we talk to authors of spiritual books and paranormal experts, and you name it, that's what we're doing. Anyone, please feel free. I have a guest on today who does do readings, but there are readings that are a little bit different, but you can certainly call in, and she can give you a reading. The number to call into the show is 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. And if you dial that number and press 1, you will be in the queue, and we will bring you on the show as soon as we can. So the chat room is also open if you're interested in getting if you're interested in just chatting through there. I'm on the air alone. Daria, who is usually helping me out, isn't here this week, so I am kind of doing it on my own. So it may not be as well run as normal because Barry is not here, but I'll try and keep up as best as I can. So tonight's guest, I'm really excited about because I do like doing something a little different, and I know you all love the psychic reading shows, and this is a psychic reading show. This is not different in that way that you're not going to be able to get what you want. But what she does is a little different. So what I want to do is I want to read her bio so everyone understands what we're going to be talking about tonight. Svetlana Green, a transformational coach, brings to the forefront awareness and unique interpretation of the new paradigms of extraordinary time of change we live through. But she goes by Lana, by the way, and that's what I'll be calling her tonight. Lana's passion concerning the nature of higher consciousness have translated into her offerings and programs designed in a practical, non-techniques, non-guru, playful way, assisting people in initiating a different vision for their life by getting in touch with the depth of their true nature and life's purpose, transforming deep-seated victim behaviors into a full expression of freedom that time demands. So right now, Lana has a 4-week program that she is getting ready to launch, which includes a series of activations and initiations of their prime gifts that will open the participant up to their life's work, the role that most suits a person's creative expression in the external world. To reveal the purpose of reward and fulfillment emerging from deep within your being, from work you do that invites grace and synchronicities into your life. So her contact information, by the way, I'm going to bring her on the air just a second, but her website is self-discovery-keys.com. So it's self-discovery-keys.com. And Lana, welcome to the show. I appreciate your being on Just Believe this week with me.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Thank you so much for being part of the show. And I'm trying to let everyone know that although this is a bit different than what we normally do, this is a great show. If you're one of the people that call in looking for that general information where you just want a generalized reading. What am I supposed to be doing with my life? What am I supposed to be, what am I supposed to be doing for work? What fits best for me? I think that this is a great show for you to call in because that's the kind of information Lana is able to give you. So Lana, let's start with some basic questions. You call yourself a transformational coach. Explain what that means. What is a transformational coach?
Transformational coach. People looking for the changes, right, in life generally. That's why they're curious about what will happen to me. But the thing is, when you're looking for changes through your actions, it's not necessary. You can rearrange your life, but this life rearranged this on the same level. Actually, you might be get better conditions, better job, better relationship, but in general it's all the same. It's just making our life a bit better. Transformation brings you to the different level. It's different level of consciousness, and that's what it doesn't it's not necessary through actions you do it. It's through your understanding why you live in life that you live in and why changes, big changes, doesn't come your way. It's quantum leap. First of all, it's leap. It's like totally different level. And the same and different kind of energy, quality of energy behind your actions are different.
Okay. What I know you talk about gene keys. Can you tell us what gene keys are and what they're all about?
Yeah, gene keys, they came through Richard Rudd, and I really recommend you, if you really care about your own transformation life, so get the book on Amazon, Gene Keys, by Richard Rudd. And this teachings was transmitted through him. And what it does, it's actually universal language of our archetypes, our inner language, our symbols, our own gods. You don't need angels anymore. Your own psychic, your own gods. And they describe you, who you are, what you are, the quality of your consciousness. And it's drawn from the time of your birth. The notion is our universe unfolds in fractal patterns, and the same patterns that existed in the universe, the quality of consciousness, is getting printed into your genes. So there are some activations, and it's the code 64, binary code that exists in computer program and music and architecture everywhere. So universe used this code. And we have 64 genes, but some of them activated, and that brings particular quality to your being. And if you know your profile, we call it profile, this particular map sequences that describe the quality of your consciousness, your relationships, how you relate to the world, your emotional state of being, your mental state of being, everything, practically everything, not just physical body. And you will know your higher purpose, why you came here, what you're here, what the purpose of your existence.
See, I think so many, I don't mean to interrupt, but I think so many people, so many of my listeners I know, and including me, I mean, really, I think that everyone is looking to know what their higher purpose is. Why am I here? What is this all about? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? You know, because so many of us do what we do, but we're not necessarily feeling like either we're doing enough or we're completely fulfilled with what we are doing. We feel like there's something missing. I have so many of my clients that come to me with that exact statement. I feel like there's something missing. I feel like I'm missing something. I feel like there's something broken. There's something I'm not seeing, and they're looking for me to help them see what that is. So that's basically what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And the missing part is actually what we're doing in the external world. It's just, as I call it, life's work, what we are supposed to do. But missing part is why we do what we do, and it's sitting in the deep subconscious level, and that nagging feeling, something is missing. Till you get to that point, it's your being. It's not your doing, it's your being. When you start to live from this part, your being, then everything is just falls into place.
Right, that actually makes sense. All right, let's do a sample reading using me, so people can understand exactly what it is that you do and what they can get from one of these readings with you, which they can set up an appointment with you through self-discovery. Keys.com, self, and then self-discovery-keys.com, I think is right, right? Is that right? Yes, that's right. Okay, I had to double check the paperwork just to make sure I had that right. So, you know, they can set up an appointment with you directly. But using me, let's try, what kind of information do you need, and what can you tell me about me?
Okay. I'll open my... I need your time of birth.
Yeah, I hate when people ask that because I never remember. I can never remember that. Let me think. I believe. Do we have to be completely right on that?
Yeah. Well, it can be around. Actually, I need just
I'm pretty sure
some profiles very changeable. Usually, if I don't have time, I see if the profile is changing. If it's changed too much, then no way. Sometimes it's not. So let's see.
Okay. So anyone that wants to call in or wants this information, the one thing she does need is your time of birth. So I'm going to do something really crazy, which I've never done before. And that's going to be to try and get my father on the phone. My mom would know, but my mom passed away. And since I don't really remember, I'm going to try...
if I remember his phone number. That's not right. Hold on. I have to remember his phone number. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try and get my dad on and see if I can get him to tell me if he remembers. At least I know he has a picture of it. You know how back in the old days they used to
take at least morning, evening.
Are you there?
Yes.
Could you hear any of that?
No. There was music.
It was so weird. It's like everybody, I had my dad on the air, and I'm like, why can't I talk? I couldn't talk to anybody. I don't know. I probably hit something wrong. But anyway, he told me that I'm 8:10 a.m., which actually surprised me because I really didn't, I'm not a morning person, so I figured that I would be born in the evening, but whatever.
Okay.
8:10 a.m. Yep.
See how exact it is. And date?
The date was June 17th.
17th, June, it's on, June of the 06, right? And the year?
Is 66, 1966.
Mm-hmm. And the place?
Sharon, Pennsylvania. Sharon, Sharon, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I bet you I know what I did wrong. I bet you when I put in the Skype thing, I didn't add a call. I probably switched my call, but that still should have worked. Anyway, I'm just talking out loud now.
All right, yeah. There you go. Oh, first of all, yeah, you are people person. That's for sure. you actually find satisfaction when people smile. You make people. You like to see people smile. You like to have influence in the community, in the group, in the justice. So it's right for you to be in the community, to connect with people. That's your work. And what you're doing, actually, it's exactly right. Through your voice. Can you hear me? Listen.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Because I have so much noise, but if you...
Do you really? It's really clear. It's clear on my end, but I don't know where the noise is coming from.
So if you... Is there in particular, actually? Because your work, I guess you are right on spot doing your work, radio show, because your work is mostly through your voice. You have to deliver your voice to people. That's what
I
say if you come to me with this, like, carry a question.
Yeah, it's really hard for me to. It's really hard for me to shut up. So I do a lot of talking, and I do a lot of giving advice and a lot of guiding and all of that. So I mean, that definitely makes sense. That makes sense for me.
It's very conscious in you. The only warning I would say to you, because you have this very interesting energy that it can be very shocking for people. If you open your mouth and in the wrong place, in the wrong time, it's kind of shocking. People can consider you kind of a freak. So be careful what you're talking about.
Right. You know, that's actually really interesting, because I think when you're looking at things, giving people intuitive guidance, psychic guidance, whatever, there are believers and there are non-believers. And when you sit there and you're like, you know what I mean? It's very easy to, I think it would be very easy for people to take that as, all right, I'm either in their business that I shouldn't be in, or something like that. So I think over the years, I mean, I'm 48 years old now, so I think over the years I've learned to keep my mouth shut a little more than I did when I was younger, and not necessarily volunteer my opinion unless asked for, except, of course, with my children.
That's exactly correct. Because what you do, you bring in transformation through your voice, and it means you bring in transformation, pulling some information, like you said, psychic, from the future, not from the present, from the future. It's like possibility for them to look in for, to open new door for them. And that's not everyone ready for that.
Absolutely. People don't like change. I mean, that's just true. People want change. They say they want change, but nobody's comfortable with change. And I think when you tell people that they need to change something about their lives or something about their behavior, something that they're doing, that can be something for some people that they're just not ready to hear. You know, plus it's work. Plus it takes work to change you. You know, it takes work to change your... to change yourself, to make those adjustments. We get really stuck, you know, and so many people, I think, I even feel stuck a lot of times, you know. What do you say to people, and I'm sure I'm not the first one to say that to you, but what do you say to people that you, when you do this reading and you tell them, you know, that this is, that like a reading like mine that you just did, and you say, you know, and they said, well, I just feel stuck. Yeah, this is kind of what I'm doing, but I feel stuck, like I'm not doing enough, or I should be doing something too, like also, you know?
Exactly. The main struggle that we have, actually, we have with ourselves. It's not with the world. And this kind of reading helps to get moved forward. When you feel stuck, first, my motto is accept. You have to accept where you are. Because that struggle is coming, you're trying to change, but maybe time is not right. Maybe you are not ready for change, actually. You maybe want change, but you're not ready yet. Your consciousness is not there yet.
So like on a soul level, I might not be ready.
Yeah, and that's a point we have to get deeper into, why you feel the way you feel, why you don't accept something that is there. as soon as you accept, then transformation is coming. You kind of open you, because there is attachment to your unacceptance.
So what do you think, if, you know, how do you accept that you, a situation where you feel like you could be doing, you should be doing more, you should be doing something different?
Yeah.
How do you accept that?
Well, you need to, that's what my work, I actually go deeper through, not through the mind, because people have stories. I try to bring them into images and words and the imagination, get to the core, bypass the mind. And when we get to the core, it's a session, actually. Through the session, we do this. Get to the core, why you don't accept what you accept. It's like, aha, now I understand why I'm doing this. And then something changed. I would say your sensitive area is emotions, really sensitive.
Right. That's
and
true.
You're picking up too much of the other people's emotions. Your own, too, because it's kind of you're not a receiver emotions, you're a transmitter. But you have some kind of energy that is very sensitive, and that it's like through your whole body, you get this environment, you sense an environment almost through your skin, very sensitive. And that may be affect you picking up every single emotion, every single needs of other people, and that can drive you crazy.
That's
it's
exactly
not yours. It might be not yours.
Absolutely true. I call it being empathic. I call it, you know, that's that I've always said. I am one of those people that I basically hide in my house most of the time. For me to go out in especially a crowded place, like, you know, the mall or something, I have to so protect myself, because I'm picking up on so much energy coming from other people, and sometimes it's positive, but a lot of times it's negative. People are sad, they're depressed, they have problems, you know, and so much of the time it's hard, you know, it's hard to do that. So what does somebody like, and I'm certainly not the only one, what does somebody like me do in that situation?
You know, we have to learn, it's not about protection anymore. See, the time, actually, that's what my transformation, we live in different time. We have to connect to people now on different level. Bypass mind, okay, I'm very sensitive. Bypass emotions, okay, I'm sensitive, I'm picking up all emotions. And drop into deeper level of consciousness. What your sensitivity does, actually, it's kind of sensitivity to see where people are and bringing them to awakening through emotions. That's why you should learn not to hide, but stay in yourself, in your core, in your own core. And unfortunately, your core is, again, connected to senses. It's like you have this filter inside of you. And that's what makes you to protect yourself. It's filter. Okay, these emotions I allow, and this is emotion I don't allow. You have to really, and another aspect that is kind of very spiritual, lots of awareness in there. And when you don't feel very comfortable emotions, you say, oh, bugger me again. So I don't want to deal with you.
Right,
so
right.
So you need to learn to stay in your center, but still to be open, no hiding. That's a difficult part.
See, and that's exactly what, and that's actually one of the biggest problems I have. Is that really, I don't have a lot of problems, so I have to say it's probably the biggest problem I have, which may not be that big of a deal to, you know, to most people, but I'm very blessed, I'm very lucky, and my life has been very good. But I do have such a sensitivity to so many things, so many everybody that I'm near. And it can affect my mood. It will affect my mood. So, like, I can't, and the sense of being able to predict a little bit ahead of time that I'm going to be in a situation that I'm not going to be comfortable in kind of then just me. It puts me in a place where I don't want to go anywhere because I can sense it's not going to be positive. And then you tell yourself it's not going to be positive, and then you pretty much just manifested your evening. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I'm doing it to myself in a way, but also my sensitivities are picking up on something, you know. So it's difficult. I mean, it's definitely difficult. And I know there are
no one said it's going to be easy. No one promised us. What you will learn eventually, go deeper than emotions and what it brings, this particular quality, like higher consciousness. That's what I call gods, your own angel. Your own angel, it's peace. That's what your qualities, it's your purpose of life, to find this peace in any situation. And call on this quality from yourself. When you feel this, it's like, it's your angel. Not your angel, it's you, angelic being that is in you. Qualities of peace. To be in the middle of anything, anyone, I mean, and transmit this particular vibration that is bypassing emotional vibration. It's a harmonic vibration that brings this peace to the environment. First, you have to find yourself.
How do you tell people to get in touch with that, though? How do you tell people to get in touch with that vibration? Yeah. How do you get comfortable with finding that in you?
First, because we see our this tender spot that we have inside is gentleness, right? It's really, it's our higher qualities, very subtle. And they cover it by emotional body, and on the top of it, mental. First, we actually go through this activation. We go through breaking emotional patterns, mental patterns. Like, the mind is really defending it. It put the wall. No, I'm not like this. And I can read particular mental pattern, how you defend yourself in any situation, how you protect yourself. What is it? You use blame, you use rejection, you use any kind of patterns. When we bypass it, it gets deeper into emotions. You started to bring this compassion for yourself. Okay, I am like this. Now I can accept it. It's kind of you relaxing in your being. And after emotions, when all the tears are gone, all the suffering are gone, we get deeper into it, then this really quality, spiritual quality is shining out of you. It's love. It's love, not emotional love, but it's really different kind of love.
Right.
But
right.
Three layers of it, yeah.
So what kind of people, is this the kind of thing people are asking for your help with? Is just the sort of thing you just did for me that's just basically, I mean, do you get people that call you and you're like, and they're...
I align you to yourself.
Okay. So when somebody, when somebody calls, do people call you sometimes and say, you know, okay, well, you ask them what they do for work or whatever, and all they do, say they're an accountant, and, they don't volunteer any of their time, and they get, are you able to say, well, maybe you're not happy because you're not fulfilling your true life purpose, which you get as being something completely not about accounting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's differently. It depends what people want from life, right? If you want just a little changes, but I like to work with people who really want to flip over their life and just live their really life story, what they came here to do. Like, gutsy. That's my purpose. I want you to live your story. Like bold, raw nature, without any fears, with total freedom, because in your raw genes, sits the higher purpose, and it comes through. You have to ground yourself in your being, then we go through relationships. It's a big, big part. I can talk about relationship for years. It's a big part. And after that, your prosperity comes. When you discover how you relate to others, your money comes. So it's really where you are. But if you want total transformation, please come and
so get on board. So what you're doing for your clients isn't just, I mean, what you just did for me, you know, was a very short kind of, you know, this is life purpose kind of, you know, this is what you're basically good at. But what you're saying is you can actually like dig down into, say, why relationships aren't perfect. Maybe they don't have.
Yes, I can read dynamic of relationships. Like if I take you and, for example, your husband and combining charts, it will show where you compromise, where you attract to each other, where magnetics are, where repelling are. So the whole dynamic of your relationship is just mapped out.
Wow, that's amazing. And then there are things we can do to enhance, make them better, make changes.
Yes, absolutely. This is very profound work with relationships. I really recommend. Because personal work, it takes time. Relationships, it can be done instantly. You can fix. It's like counseling on different level. Because it's you.
Yeah, no, and that's
what I told you, it's you. You recognize it right away, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is, I mean, what you're saying is, you know, I mean, I think anybody who does, I always say that I'm an intuitive counselor because I really don't know how else to put it. I'm not, you know, I'm not fortune telling. I'm not giving people, you know, I'm not predicting futures and things like that. I'm telling people, I'm guiding people in what I believe, what I feel with my sensitivities are the things that are going to make them happiest, the way that they're going to be happiest, the way that their soul, where their soul wants to be. You know what I mean? What their soul wants to be doing, that sort of thing. So it's, you're right. There are so many different types of counseling that, and what you're doing is another one based on, do you think some of this is based on numerology? Do you feel like there's any numerology involved?
Yes, in the heart of this, Jin Kis is a Chinese book of Chen I Ching. It's actually this the oldest teaching that ever happened in, or came from on Earth. Or Earth. So that's what. It's higher teachings. And they download it in our time because they need awakened human beings whose consciousness is big enough to pick up those teachings. Not for everyone, but it's so down to earth, and that's my job to bring it to people, just lay people to understand themselves. That's it. And with you, we just touched, as I said, mental level. You started to see it. When you sink into emotional, then it's transformation. It's like you will get aha moment. Aha, that's what. My mom told me don't get married. Now I know why.
Yeah, now I get it. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. So I think it's called hologenetic. Is that what it is? Profile. What is the hologenetic profile?
It's a map. It's a map that shows what kind of gene keys activated in you. And there is a book that describes this particular gene keys. Actually, if you go to Richard's website, genekeys.com, you can get your holographic profile for free.
Oh, really? Okay. People love free stuff, genekeys.com.
Yeah,
everyone.
It doesn't tell anything. It just will pull out numbers and...
Yeah, I see it. I just went there and I'm looking at it right now. It's Jean Key's Golden Path, and oh, okay. So this is that. This is based off the book that who wrote that book?
Richard Rudd.
Richard, right? Okay, Richard Rudd. Yes. Okay, and it was just published. Actually, it looks like. I mean, it's getting incredible reviews.
Publishing, yeah. I've been with Jin Kis for 5 years, so it's real. I get to the to the core of it, the essence. What it describes is like aspects of our life. As I said, archetypes, right? Your archetype is, I would say right now, it's purity. It's to find this, you know, perfection in life, purity, not even perfection, but purity that coming from the language. Everything that you will tell would carry the seed of truth, of purity, you know, that just nothing is there that lies. Nothing is there that is not true. That's your archetype, and eventually you discover it.
Okay. All right.
And my... Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really interested in the connection this has, because it's so interesting that how so many things, so many aspects of, you know, of I guess, metaphysics, I don't know, spirituality, whatever, the psychic thing, reading people, so many things are, there seems to be a connection between, you know, numerology, astrology, and now we're kind of adding gene keys to this. I mean, because this is another way of looking at it, you know, from what I'm guessing is this, you know, this is just, it kind of incorporates a little bit of everything in it.
It is. It's like the, all my library is useless. I just have this one
right.
book that describes life, basically. And what it does, we are here to express our high expression, right? So yours is 12, purity. It's really flesh. It's like, if I would say, enlightened human being, right? Yours is fleshy. You will feel these higher frequencies and different realms. Mine is very ordinary. And that's what I want to bring people. And I was them the whole my life. I wanted to experience the higher levels of whatever it is, to have this experience with angels and other dimensions. But mine is ordinary. You have to be really ordinary human being that do extraordinary. You are what you are. That's it. It's not spiritual experience. It's not necessary some special experience. It's something different. And I know now if I talk through higher consciousness. That's what it brings. Transmission, living transmission is here. But it doesn't feel fleshy. That's a thing. Down to earth.
So what do you think, what areas of someone's life do you think can be improved or changed? I mean, for the better, obviously, that everybody wants only things to get better. So what areas do you think, what aspects of someone's life can be improved knowing their genetic profile?
First of all, it distinguishes you. People say, be different. That's what it is. It's like, what is different about you? What is unique about you? What is you really here to do? Not just job. What qualities you bringing into life? And you will discover it, your qualities. And when you start to talk about it, it will be from you. When you dress up, it would be from you. When you go places, it would be your places. It's life living as you, every second of it, without compromising, and the most important, without fear.
So when somebody has
belief systems.
So when you create this map for someone, this profile for someone, you know, how do they go about following it? What do they do with it? I mean, are you there, you know, every step of the way, or are you...
No, my part is just through my, I would say, people started to talk through aura, communication through aura. My part is just create through me, create this living transmission, that something coming through from higher consciousness coming through, because that's my energetic makeup. I
right.
bring higher consciousness and help my energy help others to step into new, started to build new. That's particular my life purpose. And but the person has his own or her own journey. I'm just watching, I guiding with questions to see where your mind, because mind is actually the protecting everything. So I could see where you lie to yourself, where you're not honest, and with questions, with some, I called Art Simon, giving you some something to work with images, with words, with imagination to bypass this mind and think deeper. And the person get it rapid, like, you know, to go to the aha moment, revelation. As soon as the revelation comes, insight, understanding, then transformation, then we go to the next step. And we're working with your nature. It's not a general question. It's with your nature, particular your nature.
That's interesting. You keep saying you've said aha moment, people's aha moment, and I find that really just an interesting way of I mean, we've all had those moments where we're like, oh yeah, you finally get it. Aha, I get it. Okay. So do you think that that aha moment for people is finally understanding their soul?
Remembering yourself. It's really
remembering yourself
from memories. Mm-hmm. That's sitting in our subconscious, and finally you get to that moment, like, aha, now I remember. I know. And this, when you go through Gene Keys, it's getting very, like, every day I get these moments, and it seems like I get already everything. No, every moment, every day I get moments, aha, revelations. It's kind of opening yourself deeper and deeper and deeper and wider. And who knows what will happen. Maybe you will communicate with angels, and depending on your design, particular design. But that's what it is. It's remembering. And with every single moment, it's pieces of you coming to you again. Like you become whole, like oneness. You are one.
I like that. I like the idea because I do believe that so many, well, that all of us need to remember who we really are. And that means separating ourselves from all the material stuff and from all the even all the emotional things that have affected us throughout our lifetime. I mean, like I said, at my age, being 48 years old, I think back to I had a fantastic childhood, but by the time I was a teenager, I was making some pretty stupid decisions, and I started creating a lot of problems for myself that I didn't that have basically turned me into a different person than I think my soul would necessarily be comfortable with. Than what my soul is. I've become emotionally different than what maybe my soul would have liked me to become, or who my soul is. I've become separated a little bit from that. And I think, do you agree that we all do that?
It's actually, it's in your design, Lisa. Going through all kind of experiences, and if I met you when you were young, I would warn you, said, you know, be careful with your experiences because they can get you into big, big troubles. Like Angelina Jolie, she has the same energy, and you could see her, drugs and everything, and after this way of living, she came to this ambassador, the different kind of experiences. So selecting experiences in life, that was your path.
Well, you know what's interesting when I think about Angelina Jolie, too, is that the similarity I've always kind of got with her is that everything she does, she's all in. Like anything she's into, whatever she's into, she's 100% on board, devoted to, and just totally in. And that's exactly how I am. But I've always done it. I've always thought of myself as doing it kind of in a negative way because, you know, I'll decide, okay.
She did it in a negative way, too, when she was young.
Yeah. And isn't that, it's like, I mean, silly stuff. Like, okay, I'm going to learn how to knit. So I buy, you know, 300 balls of yarn, you know? Okay, I bought 300 balls of yarn, 70 different types of needles, and I'm going to teach myself to knit. Well, I was interested in knitting for about 5 seconds because I learned how to make a scarf. And after I had about 100 scarves, I was like, wow, I really don't need any more of these, and I can't figure out how to make a hat. You know, so it's just like...
Yeah, exactly. Experience, yes.
Yeah, but it's the same sort of thing. I mean, it's exactly the same sort of thing. And I've always seen, but you're right. Now, she has taken, looking at Angelina Jolie and how she's matured over time, I see her making a really good decisions that she may be all in, but it's kind of radiating a little bit more from her soul than from her emotions or from her desires. You know what I mean? It's more on a soul level, and I get what you're saying there. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because it's familiar to you because it's archetype, as I said, the same archetypes is sitting in your genes too, so you can recognize it. Experiences are different. She has a little bit, not little bit, low, two more energy that is humanitarian, so her work is really global.
Right, right. And, I mean, obviously her experiences are going to be different. I mean, someone who has the kind of material and financial backing and the financial resources that she has, she can certainly affect change on people and she has on children especially, affect change that is radical and that is much on a much more global, like you said, global or massive basis than somebody like me. So, I mean, do you think that at some point that she probably, I mean, is this something that you think someone like her would have, is that what would have changed her from being the one making the not good decisions like I was
Absolutely.
To making, having the genetic profile done would be enough to make that change.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like warning. Be careful with, like, you don't give to a child, 2-year-old child, fire, right?
Right.
That's about it. Like, you have this very dynamic energy, so how to use them in the correct way. So that's why I recommend for children. People not interested in, they're still experiencing this, experimenting with life, but it's very helpful for them to see their profile, where they are.
Yeah. I think that I say this to my clients all the time, and of course, anybody who will listen to me, pretty much, I say it definitely on the radio a lot, that one of the things that we allow to happen is that we just are all so busy living our lives that we forget what truly brings us joy, what truly makes us happy, what truly fulfills us on that soul level. We disconnect, and I don't know how else to say it, and there are people I know that will argue with the word disconnect, but I feel like we disconnect from our soul. We start living from this emotional experience, you know, our experiences, our emotions, our busyness going on, and we're a little disconnected.
I agree with you absolutely, and that's why we stop actually emotional, because we are attached to this emotional. It maybe sometimes it feels suffering, pain more, many times, but emotions, that's what our families, things that we love doing, they're holding us in that place. We want something better, again, on the emotional level, but we don't go through beyond emotions, and that's where it's not like you have soul. You are your soul. You are your consciousness.
That, right,
but
absolutely.
What happened? This is higher frequency. They're kind of hanging around you. They don't download into you. Mm-hmm. Because you're not available. It's like if you don't recognize yourself, spirit don't recognize yourself, or you as well. You can put lots of prayers, but it doesn't work. You will improve your human life, but you don't improve yourself as a whole being.
Right.
God,
you don't, you're not on a soul level unless you do this work.
Yeah.
And so I
it's
think
like
that's
you pray to God, but God, he listens to you, but he doesn't. Right. He can't do anything because you don't bring this love for yourself. God is love. Like he is able to give you love, but you're not recognizing yourself as love yet. There is no channel to go through. That's what happens. And you on your own, disconnected. You just improving your life on your own.
And that's another really good point that I wanted to ask you about was once someone has this genetic profile, once they have what you've just given me, the genetic profile that you can prepare for them, can you do this? Can you make these changes without having somebody there telling you every step to make? To be the coach, the cheerleader, whatever it is that you might need? Is this something you can do on your own?
Because yes, you do on your own because it's your work. I'm kind of guiding you because I get into essence of every gene keys. I know how it works, but it's still your life. So you actually, it's your journey. You do it on your own, and it takes lots of discipline. As you said, we are busy with life, of course. I'm
right.
Busy with life. I can actually do it on my to make my life better because I am busy with life.
Right. And, but the thing is, I think just another obvious statement really that I'm going to make here. And it's, we're all really, really busy, but we're busy being average. We're certainly not busy necessarily. We're not, most of us, aren't busy being the most we can be. Most of us aren't as focused on being the awesome soul that we were meant to, we are, and that we're and if we're not that awesome soul that we are, if we're not showing that, if we're not reacting to that, if we're not sharing that soul with other people, then we're not growing our own soul, and we're not affecting change, which I think so many of us, especially now that are right now, right in this time, alive and spiritually awakening and all of that kind of thing, all the awakening that's going on around us, I really believe that we're all alive right now living this life for a reason, because we're supposed to be helping others and guiding others and getting other people to get this, to get understand this. You know, to understand that you know we are not spiritual beings having a human experience, not human beings having a spiritual experience. I don't know if that was Lao Tzu or not. I can't remember who said that, but somebody did. I can't remember who, but you know, that's it. I mean, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, and but that we can so be more comfortable in our own shoes, and I think we become comfortable in our own shoes when we acknowledge who we are as a soul and start living from that place.
And Jinkies is beautiful because you don't need a particular time to work with them. You take your one Jinky, like quality, to see how actually it works in your life. And as soon as you start to work, people come into you or you do something, it's kind of showing up in your life to show
right.
you this pattern is working this way. You just need to pause sometimes and to see. That's a beauty, but you can do it watching TV because something on TV probably will show up or talking on the phone. It's there. It's in daily life. It's your life, and that's the beauty of Gene Keys. You don't need to particular time to devote yourself to it.
So do you think, though, that someone in, say, their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever, that's had all the life experience that they've already had, Do you think that at some point that you're too damaged, I guess I want to say, maybe damaged on an emotional or human level, that we're unable to reach that place at soul place, that we're unable to reconnect
with it? It's interesting you said, because your archetype is purity. That's what it is. It's your human being you think is damaged, but the purity of your spiritual, and it's not somewhere out there, it's you inside. It's not never damaged. It's never late to get to that point to see how beautiful you are, actually. It's pure. It's never damaged. And that's what I bring this. No technique, no guru, please. You don't even need healing. It's not true. It's ideas. What people stuck in, they're stuck in images. They created somewhere down the road on their life image, particular image about lifestyle, about their diseases. What they're fixing the image. But the purity of their being still there. You can just switch it to that part of you. I used to be a naturopath, and I couldn't do because I could see people just manipulate with, oh, should I take this remedy, or should I take this remedy? It helps me. Hell, you. Take something and just heal yourself, because you're not broken.
So you're basically you're saying that no matter how long we've lived, no matter how much we've been through, no matter how much emotional stuff we've been through, we're still the same. We're still the same.
Yeah. You need to the perspective is different. You will start to look at your past from different perspective, from different angle, and it changes everything.
So tell me about this, because we're going to wrap it up here in a couple minutes, and I want to make sure you get a chance to talk about your four-week program that you're coming up with here. Tell all the listeners about that.
It's the beginning. I really interested to build a group around, so it's the beginning. I charge money for this activation of your life's work, what you're here to do. It comes with challenges. There is Gene Keys that is challenge. It never ceases to exist. It's kind of evolving us through this challenge. We evolving. And when we activate those things, an activation, it's really you just started to see how it is and started to bring it out in a different way, in more powerful, in more potential. And then your life purposes. It's like a reward. When you activate those two, reward will get your life purpose and your radiance, your being, what it is. When you get to your radiance, it's like your stability, what is there. When world is evolving around you, you always ground yourself in these particular qualities of Gene Keys, like yours is emotions, right? It's difficult, but it is your stability, emotions. That see in the darkness the light. When you ground yourself, then you can get into relationships. And people who go through these activations, the first activation, I take them to the relationships for free, because it's really dedication, and I really appreciate people who just devote time for themselves.
Right. Right. No, I agree, and I think that's a great gift that you're giving people there. And if anybody wants to sign up for this program, you can do that through your website, correct?
Yes, through website. Yes.
Okay.
There is a contact form if you want, and there is actually a Google Hangout. If someone has any questions, sign up for Google Hangout. I'll be there with anything that maybe you just want to look at your profile out of curiosity, and anything you can bring up to Google.
Well, absolutely. Everybody should. I mean, try. I mean, that one site that you told me, the GeneKeys.com,
I mean, that's amazing right there. Everyone should go to GeneKeys.com and check out and get your free profile. And then, you know what, from there, you know, you can contact Lana and go and start the process of working on your soul. I mean, honestly, I don't know how else to say it except working to find yourself again, working to unblock yourself and unstick yourself, because, like I said, we're also I think stuck right now, and it's, you know, and one of the things you do, Lana, is you make it sound so easy, and I think that that's what makes a great coach.
It is my pleasure.
Yeah, I think that's important. That's what makes a good counselor, a good guide. You know, somebody who makes it easy, somebody who says this isn't difficult, this is simple, and tells you how to do it. Simply do it, and I think that's
step
one of the
by step. It's much easier than that. It's not necessarily painless, because you will look at your fears. It's not, I wouldn't say it doesn't hurt. It hurts because you have to let go what you know.
Right.
You...
Right, right. And that's, you know, we're attached to who we are already. We're attached to who we think we are. We're attached to these ideas that we have about ourselves and the things that we've created, the story, I guess, that we've created about ourselves.
Exactly.
You know, we've gotten attached to that, and so you have to let go of that, and you have to start looking at yourself from that soul place again. And you're right, that's got to be a little painful, but my God, we all need to do it. I mean, we just do. We all need to do it.
For the sake of ourselves, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and
for
to just be
love,
happy.
Love.
Be happy. To be happy, to reconnect with you, your soul being, to reconnect with who you are as a soul, and to finally, that's what makes you feel finally at home again. That's what makes you feel at peace again. We don't, without that connection to your soul, I really do believe, without that connection, that we are going to feel, I mean, if you're someone who feels homesick all the time, if you're somebody who always feels out of place, like you're not where you're supposed to be, do this work. Do self-discovery-keys.com and go and talk to Lana, because I'm telling you, this is, if you're one of those people that are feeling those different ways, that are feeling stuck, you can get unstuck. It's a matter of reconnecting with who you are on a soul level, and you become the person you were meant to be, the person you truly are, which the only thing that can happen from there is complete and total joy and happiness.
Yes, it's a gift you can give yourself, the greatest gift. It really is.
Well, I'm really glad you took the time to be on the show. And anybody who has listened and doesn't go to self-discovery-keys.com, I'm going to hunt you down, okay, because you're crazy. You got to at least go and see what she's talking about, see what Lana's talking about here. This is amazing stuff, and this is the important things that I want to talk about on this show. The important things about the show, it's not always just giving you the answers but through a psychic. Sometimes there's you're having to, you know, you get the information. She's giving you the information. You're getting the details, and what you've got to do now is do the work to figure out how to get yourself back to the place that you started when you were basically created in this lifetime. So, to get back to who you are on a soul level. So absolutely everybody visit self-discovery-keys.com and talk to Lana, because this is great information. And Lana, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I really appreciate it. It's been so informative. I can't tell you how much I've learned, and if nobody else learns anything, I've just spent an hour and 9 minutes talking to somebody who has actually taught me something, and I think I'm a know-it-all. So I appreciate talking to someone who actually taught me something for a change. I love it. So I really appreciate your being on.
Thank you, Lisa.
All right, and everybody, again, her name is Svetlana Green. She goes by Lana, so you don't have to try and say Svetlana too many times. But you can find her at self
Google.com/discovery-keys.com. And
yes,
everyone definitely
for Google Hangout.
Absolutely. I'm going on and doing it right now, so I can tell you that. I'm doing all this stuff right now because I'm excited about it, and everyone should be. This is great information, and like I said, if I've learned something, that says something because I think I know everything. So I really, like I said, I really do.
You all do.
I appreciate your teaching me something. I do really. So thank you again, Lana, and I hope you'll come back on again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, okay. Great. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everyone, that was Svetlana Green from self-discovery-keys.com. Please visit her website and learn about what she does. I mean, she was spot on when she did my chart, and I had to call my dad, and I apologize for the music that you all heard because I apparently don't know how to work studio when I'm adding callers that aren't calling in. I'm really good when you guys call me, but when I'm calling other people, apparently not, but I think I figured it out since then. But anyway, my dad will be happy to know that he wasn't actually live on the air. I called my poor father in Florida, and I'm like, Dad, don't kill me, but you're on the air. And he's like, what? So he'll be happy to know that all you guys heard was music. So anyway, but I had to have my time of birth, and I didn't know that, so I had to call my daddy and find out. But anyway, everyone, thank you so much for listening to Just Believe Radio. It's been a fantastic show, and I really appreciate everyone taking the time to listen. If you are listening in the archives, thank you for listening in the archives. If you're listening live, thank you for listening live. And don't forget to check out all of our shows on the RightStream Network. You can find out about all of our shows at RightStreamRadio.com. RightStream, WRITESTREAM. Radio, RADIO, in case you don't know how to spell radio. I think everybody knows how to spell radio. RightStreamRadio.com, and you'll learn about all of our shows and all of our hosts on all of our shows, and listening to all of those, you're not going to go wrong. There's something out there on one of our shows for everybody, no matter what you're interested in. So absolutely check that out. And then on Fridays, don't forget to listen to me with Daria Ann. I'm hosting Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, which is our women's talk show, and we try to get that on every Friday. I know we did miss this Friday, but it was the 4th of July, so that was kind of okay, I think, that we skipped this week. But we'll be back on next week for a live show, and we'll be talking women stuff. So everyone, please tune in to that on Friday night at 7 p.m. And again, listen to my show next Sunday. We'll have some more live psychic readings next week at 7 p.m. Sunday, and I will talk to you all then. Please visit my website, lisatarvis.com, lisatarves.com, and don't forget to pick up a copy of my book called Just Believe, easy to remember, same as the show, Just Believe, and you can find it on amazon.com, digital download. It's only $3.03. Oh my gosh, what a bargain. Everyone, please buy my book on Amazon.com. And I will talk to everybody next week. Have a fantastic week, everyone, and thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.